MNF Tampa.
One, two, I'm about to set this off like this. Hip hoppers, check it. Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me.
Listening to WMNF Radio Tampa. Stay tuned for the Sunday Forum coming your way next. Here is part of Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
have grown. Ain't it nice to fly? You're waving as the clouds go by, but peace won't be still of its own free will. Say you want to go exploring, you got to find some truth. You can't stand one more day of Christians shouting down at you. You say you don't dig politics, that never was your bag. People who could run for office wave their private flag. Ain't it nice to fly? You're waving as all clouds go by, but peace won't be still of its own free will.
Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Sunday Forum. This is your host, Walter L. Smith II, the voice of the Tampa Bay area, along with the members of the 4th Estate crew. What's up, crew?
Good morning.
Y'all chill?
Good morning.
What's up? Alvaro, that didn't sound very joyous.
Good morning, Alvaro. Everyone.
Okay, that sounds so much more joyous. Now, Alvaro is so focused on what he's doing and getting us ready so we can bring you the Breston programming from right here at WMNF 80.5 FM. Listen, we have a tremendous show for you today, and I know you hear me say that every single Sunday, but I just can't help myself because that's exactly what we do. We love to bring you tremendous shows and great programming, intelligent conversation, and
I tell you right now,
and wonderful guests, absolutely wonderful guests with very intelligent conversation. Let me tell you, we have a tremendous show today because a couple of things. One, we have in studio with us the members of the NAACP Youth Council, and we also, listen up, we're going to continue this discussion on what is democracy. Okay, remember 2 weeks ago we actually had a discussion on what is democracy. Yes, it was basically because of the fact that we have a show that we are going to be doing this Thursday, a screening we're going to be having of the film What is Democracy, a critically acclaimed film, internationally acclaimed as well, about this issue. The question of what is democracy is a very critical question, and we're going to have this discussion today as we're going to be discussing Plato's Republic. We're going to take it a step further, and we're going to discuss Plato's Republic and the challenge that's discussed actually in the film, specifically dealing with the question of Plato's challenge, right? For those of you who do not know who Plato is the Greek philosopher that actually was very critical with regard to the issue of forming the Democratic Republic and criticizing those things that went on within Greek society during that time period. And it's very, very interesting as we dive into the pool that is what is democracy? The question of what is democracy? I have in studio with me, as I said before, the members of the NAACP Youth Council, and led by my main man, James Cole and his wife, Dr. Jawan Air Cole. We're very proud to have them in studio with James, by the way, and I will say this, James and Jawan and I are all FAMUans.
All right.
Right? We're all Rattlers. and not only are we Rattlers, right, but we're lifelong friends. And James actually is the host, the former host of The Cole and the Cure from WTMP. Radio station, and we have always cross-pollinated series, so to speak, from time to time.
Absolutely, and I've always appreciated the friendly opportunity that we've had to share audiences. A lot of times they bleed over because the topic was common, and so people would go back and forth and listen. But you have a very diverse audience, and I love what you all have been doing. Shout out, of course, to Otis Anthony, who started the show many years ago.
Absolutely.
And in passing the torch, I think the listeners are still getting some quality information.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. But we have, listen, my little niece is out in here. What's up, girl? How you doing? Come on to the microphone. What's up, Charlene?
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Tell everybody who you are.
My name is Jalen Cole, and I'm the president of the NAACP Tampa Youth Council.
Listen to how she says that. Listen to how she said that. She's all grown up, y'all. She's all grown up.
I know you remember when she was just a little thing.
Yeah, now she's talking all proper and stuff.
Absolutely.
So I'm so glad to have you on air as the president of the NAACP Youth Council. And you have a very important message that you want to, a statement that you want to make regarding a very recent occurrence that we've seen quite often, way too often, actually, with regard to the outright murder of people, especially black people in this country. And I'll let you take the floor with this.
And before you set that up, Walter, I know we're going to be short on time, so we want to get our thank yous in place first.
Absolutely.
You allowed the Youth Council to use your studios yesterday, along with WMNF. We thank all the staff here who opens the doors to the community by allowing the students to use the studios yesterday for their monthly Youth Council meeting. You had a chance to participate and hear them talk through this case that we're getting ready to discuss. And we want to make sure before the ladies share their statement that everyone understands this goes back to March 2019 when a young man, 17 years old, was engaged in some type of domestic dispute. And in that domestic dispute, the young man found himself in a situation where law enforcement was called out. They called to that location. And I think the state attorney does a great job. If you go to the state attorney's website, Hillsborough County State Attorney's website, and go to the press area, he has a statement that he's made regarding the determinations to that case. And I don't know if you want to ask the ladies a few questions about how they arrived to this statement first, but we thank you for letting us use the studios yesterday for the meeting. It was a great discussion. And I thank you for the invitation, Walter. This is huge to let the students actually take what they discussed yesterday, and they've been discussing this for a while and sharing it on the air, because very seldom do we hear youth speak out on issues relevant to the community. Sometimes the adults take the conversation, they make decisions, and we don't hear from the youth. But they thought this was important because it was a teenager who was shot. Regardless of what happened before the law enforcement arrived, there are concerns that they had, and they would not put this down. When I say they would not put this down, I'll let you ask them a couple of questions if they want to kind of get into how they got to this statement, so to speak.
Absolutely. Because, you know, as I said before, and thank you very much, James. I appreciate that. And let me say, it was our pleasure to do that, to let you have this meeting here, because that's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do. Open our doors to make certain that the community is able to have these types of meetings that are critical to the growth and development of our children,
I don't think we do enough.
I think we need to do more. And this right here is a really good testament to that point. So let's get into it, because this Thursday, as I said before, we have What is Democracy screening, a film screening that we're going to be having this Thursday here at WMNF Studios, and at 7 o'clock, $7 admission. And we are really, really excited about that, because excited about this opportunity because of the fact that what you're about to say actually speaks to a lot of what we're going to be discussing today with regard to the question. This is the second show that we've had on this issue of the question of what is democracy and where are we? Is democracy eroding today? Has it been eroding over the years? Some people would say, you know, we hear the term, let's make America great again.
Sure.
And then you have other people that said, well, America was never great. But then you have those out there that said we are a work in progress. I tend to say that we are a work in progress, right? And we are great because, hell, everybody likes to try to come here, right?
Right.
Okay, and so we have our issues, just like everybody else has their issues. But this right here is part of the work that it takes to create a great nation is when you have youth that come out here. Now, tell us exactly what the state, what we're dealing with here, please.
You mean as far as the case goes, or
yes,
as far as
the case first? How did you get to this point first?
Okay, so our youth council, we usually meet once a month. Mm-hmm. In our past two general meetings, we've been speaking about the case, and we've been speaking about how we as students feel about this student who is facing an insane point in his life because of something a law enforcement officer did. And so we've also had meetings outside with just our criminal justice team, and we've had meetings with legal minds in the in our community who we know were also able to give us insight that we normally wouldn't think of.
Mm-hmm.
So over the past 2-3 months, we've really just been having discussions, and we've been making sure we know exactly what's going on, at least to the best of our knowledge, so that we could form our own opinion as youth advocates and so we could get it out to the public.
Okay, all right. So as youth advocates, tell us about the case in terms of how you arrived at the determination that you made that you were going to come out with this statement.
So it was mainly through research. We looked up a good amount of articles because people were just all saying different things. We looked up articles. We read the state attorney's released official statement. We spoke with all of our students who were at our meeting.
And state attorney meaning Andrew Warren. Okay, right, I just want to make sure everybody understands.
Okay. Yes. So we spoke with our students. We just said, so how do you feel about this? What do you think we need to be doing to make sure that this doesn't happen to you? Because this could have happened to any of us.
Right.
So we've been having discussions with our students, and we've been having discussions with people in the community who we know are more informed about this type of topic, people who we know have been here longer. We've had discussions with the adult branch of Hillsborough County's NAACP. So we just wanted to make sure we got all of our information first, and then we came together to decide what exactly we wanted to do.
And Charlie Bing, who's also with the Criminal Justice Committee in particular, she wanted to make sure as a member of that committee that we didn't put this down. As president, of course, Jalen, you know, is considered the leader. However, each committee has a jurisdiction, and Charlie would not put this down, and along with Jalen as a leader says, look, we got to keep looking at this. I think Charlie wanted to kind of add something to that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, this case is essentially important because you have a young black child who is being shot in the back and now is paralyzed for the rest of his life because of the action of law enforcement. So when we got it and we heard all these things, the room was kind of in shock that he wasn't dead, first of all, because in most of these cases, that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he was paralyzed and this is something that he has to deal with, and, you know, the legal, non-legal benefits and, like, getting, like, you know, having to pay for services, things of that nature, it's going to make his life 10 times harder than what it is. And not to mention, if his name was released, the spotlight will also be on him. But it made us all reflect on ourselves and our community, because we all live in Tampa and this happened in our backyard. So it was kind of in a sense of, if we don't do anything, and we're the NAACP Youth Council, who's going to say something or do something about this issue?
Was this the sheriff's department or the police department?
This was the jurisdiction in which this took place. It falls within the jurisdiction of the sheriff's office. Obviously, any law enforcement agency has to respond based on what their jurisdiction is. But at the time, this is an area off of Skipper Road, which is definitely the jurisdiction of the sheriff's office. And it was a sheriff's deputy who did respond to this. And again, the ladies have done their due diligence. They have even come to some conclusions, I think, that's going to be part of their statement, because the goal is not to indict the industry of law enforcement, but more so to identify, are there things that we need to take a good close look at,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that the magnifying glass is not pulled away before we miss the nuances that can cause someone to either die or, in this case, be paralyzed.
Okay. All right.
When did this happen?
March 2019, this year. And there's it's kind of going slightly under the radar. probably, wow. Because there have been some things that have been handled very well. And I want to say, before the ladies say this, that before they read their statement, as the advisor, I don't get to tell them what to think. As the advisor, I can guide them, and I do let them know when I'm giving my opinion, but I don't get to tell them what to think. And the beautiful thing about our youth council here in Hillsborough County is that as leaders, if you've ever been to a meeting, they speak for themselves, they think for themselves, and they ask questions, probing questions for themselves. Mm-hmm. And even when adults are ready to put it down, this group of youth say, we're going to keep looking at this. So they've had their eyes specifically on the details since the state attorney made their decision at the end of August. And they've been trying to figure out what does that decision mean to them.
Very, you know, I was there at the meeting yesterday, and I can tell you that I was. This is a very serious issue. What was very important for me also was how the council handled it, and as youth at their age range, I was listening to and paying attention to how critically they were thinking.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this is, folks, this is an example of what we have coming in terms of our leadership. And this is what happens when you groom leadership and you don't hold power for, you know, pad till you're about to die. Without grooming somebody to come in and actually be able to talk about these issues and do something about them. Now they're in a position now where many of them are going to be college age really soon, and they're going to be in positions that they will be able to do something
Absolutely.
About these things. So, you know, tell me, what is it? What's your statement? What is it you want to say this morning?
At the end of August, the state attorney's office released a statement regarding this case. And the state attorney's office has concluded its review of the March 26, 2019 fatal officer-involved shooting between Hillsborough County Sheriff's Deputy Estanislaw and a 17-year-old male. Although we remain steadfast in our belief that no person, law enforcement, or otherwise is above the law, the evidence in this case does not support filing criminal charges. So that just provides some background on what we were looking into as we were writing the statement, mm-hmm. and this is our actual official statement. The NAACP Tampa Youth Council students are concerned about the legality of someone being cleared from wrongdoing on the basis of how the perpetrator may or may not have perceived a situation. As community members, we wish to continue the dialogue with Attorney Andrew Warren and pursue justice for victims in cases where law enforcement uses the stand your ground law to justify assault. We believe the decision to not take the case to trial is depriving the victim of a chance for equal representation under the law. Until we have further investigation into the situation and the deputy, the primary evidence being used to clear the case is the statement from the deputy responsible for pulling the trigger. As youth advocates, we wish to see this case reopened and examined further to give this teen the opportunity for justice that we as civilians should wish for anyone. The case should be reopened and taken to trial and not presented to a grand jury. We are looking for further investigation and collection of evidence, equal representation of the victim in their statement, examination of aggravated assault charges against the deputy in contrast to a stand your ground defense. As youth advocates for justice in Hillsborough County, the NAACP Tampa Youth Council is demanding action be taken by the Sheriff's Department to prevent this from ever happening again. We are currently requesting three things. One, a public apology and acceptance of accountability for the family and victim. Two, if the deputy cannot be fired, the deputy should be suspended from all sheriff responsibilities that involve a lethal weapon. Three, active body cameras should be on every deputy out with a gun, and deputies should be faced with immediate suspension if the weapon is fired without an active camera. As an organization, we believe it is crucial that the community recognizes that we are not accusing the entire Sheriff's Department of wrongdoing. We only wish that accountability is taken along with proper measures to ensure that this remains the exception in Hillsborough County, as opposed to the norm. The NAACP Tampa Youth Council's goal is to ensure the safety of all students in our community. We look forward to working with all community partners, including the State Attorney's Office and the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office, to reinforce justice and equality for all.
Very good. Very good. I love it. That is, and that was Jalen Cole, president of the NAACP Youth Council. Charlotte, come step to this microphone for a minute, please.
Okay.
How old are you?
17.
Jalen, how old are you?
16.
Young lady, how old are you?
I am 13.
And you're 13. Now, you didn't say a word. All right. So I'm going to talk to you now. Y'all don't say anything. Y'all stay right here. Don't say a word. So let me talk to you now. Tell us what your name is.
My name is Christina Armstrong, and I'm the assistant treasurer of the Tampa Youth Council.
Okay. All right. Ms. Armstrong, I saw you yesterday, too. Right? Did I not?
Yes.
Okay. What are your views on this?
I don't agree. Excuse me. I don't agree with how they, did this because...
Who's they? When you say they, who are you referring to?
The officer that shot the 17-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. Because, they had training, right? And he's been in the... He's been an officer for 3 years, mm-hmm. as information states. And I feel like he's been trained to, take down a person that is not threatening, and he wasn't, threatening to him, but that's what he said. And it's like he had his back turned, so it's like he couldn't have threatened him in, any way. And it's just, confusing because he'd been taught to take them down, so I feel like if he was turned, he could have easily, taken him down and not just shoot him.
So non-lethal means by doing this. And folks, let me be clear about why I'm asking these questions. I want to illustrate to everybody out there the fact that you have different dimensions of how this was looked at, and various questions that were posed to the council yesterday during the meeting. And each of them had their own opinions. Many of the opinions actually... Well, you had some difference of opinion in terms of how to handle it. Some were more extreme, others were less extreme. But the point is, they all had a viewpoint. And it's something that I want to make clear to everybody. Stop dismissing your kids. Stop dismissing your children. You know, hey, listen, I'm one of those parents that say grown folks. This grown folks conversation. Get out of grown folks conversation. And in fact, you know, there are those things that are grown folks conversation that children ought not to be a part of because it's inappropriate. But this, there's nothing more appropriate than them getting into this. Nothing more appropriate than that. James?
Walter, as you all get into the second part of this show, this phase of the show, and you look at the film coming out, What Democracy Looks Like, and you probe this, at the end of the day, and if you can recall, the most profound thing I had to contribute yesterday to the students, without trying to shape their opinions, letting them form their opinions and build on all the research they've been doing on their own, was to remind them that whether it's the sheriff's office, whether it's the state attorney's office, the two people who happen to lead those agencies are elected officials. And I'll be the first to say, in contrast to what you often hear, I actually like the work I've seen them do as far as reaching out to the community and being transparent.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
However, what we are trying to make sure our students know is that as elected officials who are experts in their area, they need to hear from the community, and it's up to the community to not just look at something that happened and then frame that within the context of a written law, but frame it within the context of what do we want our norm to be as a community? Mm-hmm. Do we want our norm to be that law enforcement protects themselves first, or do we want them to go back to the traditional moments of law enforcement years ago when law enforcement used to have a different approach? And I'm not saying this as a quote from me. If you can remember, in Jalen or Charlay, you all had an attorney who said, I came from a law enforcement family. Mm-hmm. And that attorney said that they once did what? What was that attorney's statement to you all about how they approach law enforcement versus what they're seeing now?
So the idea that the attorney was conveying was that when his family was in law enforcement, the idea was, law enforcement are out there to protect us. And so when they go out on the field, they're putting their lives on the line, and that's something that they're agreeing to do when they take up that position in the community. Mm-hmm. So yes, they're armed. Yes, they have those weapons. But they were expected to wait that extra second to see if someone was an actual threat before they shot their weapon, before they even thought about firing.
Absolutely.
Their job was to make sure that civilian was an actual threat because they were out there for us to protect